It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Before becoming Virginia Senator, Jim Webb was a longtime Republican who switched parties in part over the Iraq War. He does have standing on that issue as a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, Vietnam veteran, former Secretary of the Navy. His son served in Iraq. Jim Webb also is a best-selling writer. He has an Emmy Award and 3 tattoos. He owns a gun, always has. In his new book, A Time to Fight, he worries about America's profile in the world and economic fairness at home. A couple of weeks back, Webb spoke with our co-host, Robert Siegel.
Senator Webb, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You spend a lot of time in your professional life thinking about the role of the United States in the world, the role of American power in the world, and what that should say about our military and about other things about our country as well. In your view, how far off are we right now from where we should be, and what's the blueprint that you would recommend for righting that course in the 21st century?
We're terribly far off. We came out of the Cold War and moved into a strategic vacuum in this country where there was really no articulated national strategy, or what you would call grand strategy. And while that was being sorted out, 9/11 occurred, and our national strategy basically was diverted because of the policies of the Bush administration into an area that's really not serving us well. And I like to say that we are in a situation because of the invasion of Iraq where we are in a double strategic mousetrap. The first is that we took the greatest maneuver forces in the world, the United States Army and Marine Corps, and locked them down on the streets of the cities in one country that was not directly threatening us, at the same time that the people we're supposed to be going after, the forces of international terrorism, retained their mobility. And then the second strategic mousetrap is the lack of a grand strategy. We had, ironically, probably the best strategic policy that we've had in my adult lifetime was what was called the Nixon Doctrine, where at a time when we were trying to reduce our footprint in Vietnam, the Nixon administration had said that we will honor our treaty commitments around the world. We will honor our commitments to all of our friends when it comes to external invasion. We will not get involved in internal conflicts other than to provide assistance to governments. That sort of was our policy all the way from the end of Vietnam into the fall of the Soviet Union. We need to get back to something that's very clear that our allies and our potential adversaries will understand.
You feel this is a great time of change for the country right now?
I think it's not only a time of change, but a time where we're going to find out whether we are going to remain as the preeminent nation in the world, culturally, economically, and otherwise. This is not a systemic issue. It's something I try to point out. This is an issue of leadership, and we need people who will be able to discuss these issues openly and try to work towards solutions. It's a very dangerous time for the United States right now.
So I want to ask you a little bit about straight politics right now. You are a freshman Democratic senator from what has long been a red state that's been showing a lot of purple in the past couple of cycles. Virginia has a Democratic governor. And Mark Warner, the former governor, is running strong for the seat that John Warner, the Republican, is vacating. You're a populist, in some ways centrist, in some ways conservative Democrat. When you look at yourself politically in the mirror, do you look like a good vice presidential candidate to yourself?
Actually, if I had to pick a prototype politically for what I think I'm bringing to the Senate, Daniel Moynihan is the prototype that I admire the most. He had a career that mixed government with intellectual pursuits.
He also served in a Republican
White
House, in the Nixon White House.
And Moynihan was able to bring a lot of intellectual thought into the debate. And at this point, I think that plus the fact that I'm not only willing, but I'm actively working to talk to people from all different persuasions is the best thing I can be doing for our country.
But you don't think that, say, a Senator Obama nominated, if he were to be nominated by the Democratic Party, might need somebody with the military record and outlook a little bit different from his, but also some very similar views?
Look, I have a great deal of regard for Barack Obama and also for Hillary, by the way. I've been able to work with both of them. My advice to them was that I can do you a lot more good in the Senate.
Senator Webb, thank you very much for talking with us.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, the author of A Time to Fight, Reclaiming a Fair and Just America.
And you can read an excerpt from that book at npr.org.